AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is going to reinstate coronavirus travel restrictions.
This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. And in light of the contagious variant, B1351, South Africa has been added to the restricted list.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the restrictions are on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. Many state and city officials are frustrated over supply of the coronavirus vaccine. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
We're not going to be able to soar until we get more supply and more flexibility.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who says they could administer a 500,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses a week if they had enough supply. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker also dealing with the same problem after speaking with county health officials.
The biggest challenge that they have right now is vaccine supply.
Jason Schwartz is with the Yale School of Public Health.
This frustration, I'm afraid, will only grow in the coming weeks as these vaccination programs increase in their enthusiasm, in their scale, in their focus, but we just don't have the vaccine doses available to meet that need for the time being.
I'm Shelley Adler.
California is lifting regional coronavirus stay-at-home orders. President Biden signed an order overturning a Trump administration order preventing transgender Americans from serving in the military.
What I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform.
The watchdog at the Justice Department is looking into whether anyone at the department tried to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The Trump administration had announced a delay, and now the Biden administration is moving ahead to put abolitionist leader Harriet Tubman on the front of the $20 bill, replacing Andrew Jackson, the nation's seventh president. This is AP News. New variants of the coronavirus have scientists looking to upgrade vaccines.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says while the vaccine is still effective against the new strains from the UK and South Africa, he has concerns.
I'm pretty convinced that there is a degree of increase in seriousness of the actual infection.
However, steps have begun
to prepare, if it's necessary, to upgrade the vaccines. We're already taking steps in that direction.
Fauci also says on the Today Show, a travel ban of most non-U.S. citizens entering the country is a good idea, along with proof of a negative COVID test before boarding a plane here. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is working from isolation a day after announcing he had tested positive for the coronavirus. López Obrador has been criticized for his handling of Mexico's pandemic and for not setting an example of prevention. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.